On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.
I'm Alison Curtis with you, Weekend Breakfast. And as promised, delighted, the one and only Jeff Kinney is on the phone line. How are you, Jeff?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I said you were stateside, but you're actually in London at the moment, aren't you?
I am in London. Yes, I am indeed.
Jeff, do you ever stop sometimes? I'm sure you do. And are fully appreciate the volume of work, the volume of work that you've done, but how far reaching it is and how popular. And like, it's just become this massive, massive global phenomenon. Are you able to digest that?
You know, every so often I am able to digest it in really special moments. Like I got on a plane yesterday from Zagreb in Croatia to London, and right there in line was a kid reading one of my books. Aww. And it blew me away, you know, because I'm like, I write these books in this little town called Plainville, Massachusetts, and then the miracle of publishing gets them all over the world. So those types of moments really fill up my cup.
Oh, it's just incredible. So Party Pooper is the latest one, and Greg is not a fan of surprises. Can you tell us about this book?
No, he's not a fan of surprises. And this one has a little bit of a shock right at the beginning of the book, is that his parents actually forget his birthday.
Oh.
Which I think would be, you know, would leave a real psychic scar on any kid. So it happened to me once. I'm not going to say when, because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
You're 44. No, just kidding. Oh, no. Okay, so he's not a fan of surprises. And what do you think, though, Jeff, it is about Greg in particular that has just, you know, helped children not only get into reading, but kind of identify with various elements of his character?
I think he's a really flawed character. You might have noticed that, and a lot of parents do. He's very imperfect. He makes mistakes. He has flawed thinking. He's not a typical protagonist. Most of the time, the protagonists in children's literature, they're exceptionally brave. They're sort of like miniature adults in a way. Mm. And I wanted to create a character who was more like me as a kid. I was just trying to figure it out as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, he's so great. It's so wonderful. And when I said you were going to be on the show, actually, Jeff, there, we got a lot of questions in. One came in from a young guy, and his name is Harry. I'm going to play it for you now.
Hi, Alison and Jeff. My name is Harry. I'm 10 years old, and I have a question for you. What inspired you to write the first books?
Oh, what inspired you, Jeff, to write the first books?
That's a great question, Harry. It's nice to hear your voice. I really wanted to capture my own childhood. I wanted to write down every funny thing that happened to me as a kid, put it all in one place, and then see if anybody thought my stories were funny. So it took me about 4 years to write down those funny stories, and then another 4 years to write the first draft of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Really? That long? That's amazing. I mean, not that I'm judging you. I haven't written any books, let alone 19. And tell me this as well. Is this true, Jeff, that you write, when you sit down to write a book, you sit there and write about like hundreds and hundreds of jokes and then put it into the format of a diary?
That's right. I spend about 4 months writing jokes. And then once I'm done writing all those jokes, I start to think of the storyline. Okay. And then the very last thing that I do is I do the illustration. So it takes me about somewhere between, let's say, 5 and 9 months to write one book.
Wow, that's incredible. And a lot of kids are asking, where do you know your new ideas come from? How do you keep coming up with new ideas? A few people ask that, actually.
Yeah, I wish I had an easy answer. The long answer is that I use this process called systematic inventive thinking, which I did not come up with.
Right.
And it, Yeah, it allows you to come up with ideas by using tools like subtraction and multiplication, division. And so I use this system to create jokes. And a lot of the jokes aren't very good and I have to throw them away, but some of the jokes are worth putting in a book.
Oh, that's incredible. And Jeff, would you be able to pick your favorite in the whole book series? This comes in from Jack Joyce from Adair in Limerick. He's 7. And he's wondering if you have a favorite one. Are you able to do that?
Yeah, I really like Hot Mess. I like Pony Pooper, which just came out, and I think kids are responding really well to that. So it might bump into the first place. And I also like a book that came out during the pandemic, Rally Jefferson's Awesome Friendly Adventure,
yes,
which is the orange one. And I really like that as well.
That's an excellent one. Tell me this as well, about it being turned into an animated series and going on to our screens. I mean, this is happening, The Last Straw. Is this happening soon or when? December, is it?
Yeah, December 5th. I think it comes out in this part of the world on December 5th as well, but that's when it comes out in the United States. And thereabouts. So we've kind of taken the Last Straw story, which is not a holiday story, and turned it into one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of fun because we have these movies coming out at this time of year every year. We want to put that kind of Christmas veneer on them.
And Jeff, what about for you, like seeing your work, like you obviously can see it, you know, physical in the books and illustration, but when it is turned into animation, like, is that a pinch me moment too?
It is. It's the first time I ever saw my movie with the Disney, header in front of it. It really took me by surprise. It was like, really, it was really cool because I was like, wow, Disney thinks that my story is worth them putting their logo on. So that was kind of a cool moment. I really like to be on Disney Plus. That's a good fit for Wimpy Kid.
Oh, that is a very good fit. So, I mean, it's published in so many different editions, 70 languages around the world, 300 million copies across the globe sold. And Jeff, I didn't know this about you, even though you've been on the show before, but that you're a Time Magazine 100 most influential people in the world. That's incredible. Yeah.
That's funny. It's funny because when I heard that, I thought it was like a practical joke. My books had just started to come out and then all of a sudden I got this call. So I thought it was a joke and somebody was having some fun with me. So I still think that's pretty funny.
That's a pretty incredible thing to have on the old CV now, I have to say. Yeah. So Party Pooper, it's out and people can enjoy that. And, you know, does that mean now that you're working on the next one?
I am. I was laying in bed today thinking of what the next one could be, and I have no ideas. So maybe some of your listeners will have some ideas of their own, and next time we get on the line, they can tell me.
Okay, what about him coming to Ireland?
Yeah, that would be a, you know, my heritage is from Ireland, so my family moved over, so it would fit for him to come home.
It would definitely. Well, continued success, Jeff, and there's huge reaction when I said you were going to be on the show this morning. There's so many questions from the kids listening in. I haven't even been able to get through all of them all, but thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. Jeff Kinney, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Allison Curtis on Today FM.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.